RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
We won't get our spirits dampened because we've got the British Open here for the next few days. And let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. He is our guy that we always turn to, Will Gray, editorial lead for the PGA Tour overseeing Golf Bet, your hub for all things betting on golf. And he is on Twitter at Will Gray Golf Bet and joins me here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Will, as always, buddy, appreciate it. Thank you for a few minutes in Atlanta.
Yeah, no problem, Chuck. Always good to be with you.
So let's talk about the course. And obviously, you know, we always get into this tournament and, you know, again, weather can always play a factor. Sometimes it's really hot and dry and the courses play really fast. It could be rainy. I mean, what do we expect the weather forecast to be for this weekend? And what will this kind of course play like over the weekend?
The weather forecast is pretty tame for open standards, but that doesn't mean it's calm by any means. As we saw today, you know, a little bit of firmness, a little bit of wind here or there can really make a difference on this course. You know, this is only the third time that this place, Royal Liverpool, has hosted the Open since 1967, so it's not one that we see a ton. 2014, when Rory won, was the last time that this tournament was held there. So there's a lot of learning going on from players and fans alike, and I think that the returns from today were, you know, there are a couple birdies out there here or there, but for the most part, this is a stern test, and as you saw with some of those scores near the bottom of the standings, it can get away from you pretty quickly.
You know, is sort of the reputation of this course that, you know, sometimes maybe the quality isn't there or weather has a real effect on this course? I mean, is that sort of the reputation that Royal Liverpool has had?
A little bit. I mean, in 2006, when it came back there and Tiger won, it was super burnt out and brown and very, very dry. In 2014, when Rory won, it was a little bit softer. So they went on both sides of the spectrum there. But I think that this week, the focus, and especially in the first round, we saw it play out, is really on these bunkers. I mean, these bunkers are no joke. If you get in there, they're very flat. They've got these thick rake marks, and they're really playing like penalties and hazard areas. We saw Tony Finau basically putt a ball in the bunker just for a different spot to be able to get out. John Rahm, Justin Thomas, they're all playing backwards. Rory had a crazy par on 18. Out of the sand. So, you know, add in the OB and the out of bounds that lurks near the 18th fairway. And this is one where, yeah, if you keep it on the straight and narrow, you're going to have some birdie chances. But as soon as you stray, once you're in that sand, you're going to have a tough time saving par.
Well, let me ask you a question just from your personal perspective. You know, do you like major tournaments where there's kind of the Cinderella story or underdog or things like that? Or do you like to see the greats, you know, and see the greats play in the final round and for the, you know, chance to win a championship? Because, again, when you look at this leaderboard, I know it's early, and, again, it's only the first round, but, again, when Brian Harman and Wyndham Clark are the highest, you know, Americans, you know, in this tournament so far, you know, it's not exactly a who's who of golf royalty in the leaderboard right now. Do you personally like the better players, or do you like the underdog sort of Cinderella stories?
I would kind of liken it to March Madness. You know, you always root for those underdog upsets in the first couple of rounds, and then by the time you get to the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, you want to see the blue blood mm-hmm. programs kind of duke it out. And I think that's what we're going to see here. Yes, you know, Harman and Wyndham Clark are among the highest-ranked Americans right now, but Scottie Scheffler's right there, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka. The names that you know are lurking just a couple shots back from there, and I think that the further along that we go, the more the cream is going to rise to the top. And, you know, if you look at the winners that we've had at this course before, it's Tiger and Rory, and 9 years ago it was Ricky Fowler was in the mix. And so I think eventually by the end of the week, we're going to see the big names start to show up. And, you know, you've got an amateur – Christo Lamprecht that's leading. I would say that's like your 15-over-2 upset that you get in the first round. I don't know that I'm going to expect his name at the top of the leaderboard come Saturday, but honestly, if he's there, if we have like a Tom Watson situation, you know, all the better. Then that would be an all-timer story, and that's cool for a different reason. But I do think that the further along we go, the cream's going to rise to the top, and I think players, especially guys like Scottie Scheffler, are going to work their way up the board.
Golf analyst Will Gray joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So you're obviously involved with Golf Bet. So give me a couple of long shots that you think play into this course pretty well. Are there a couple of guys that we should be looking out for that aren't household names or maybe long shots on the betting lines that could do some damage this weekend?
I mean, I really think that Brian Harman is someone that's going to be there for a while. You know, he's someone that has won twice in the PGA Tour, a bit of a veteran, a left-handed player. And he has sneakily gotten into about the top 30 in the world and doesn't have a ton of name recognition, but has put up some big results in some big events. So he's in that mix around 3-under. I think he's going to stick around for sure. You know, he was in the 30-to-40-to-1 range for a while. I think I saw him get down to about 18-to-1. So I think that if you're looking at the board and trying to figure out, you know, where's the cutoff, it's a little early to do that, but I did see my former colleague Justin Ray had a great stat that I think since 1970, 96% of the Open Championship winners have been within 5 shots of the lead after round one. So you really want to look at that group that's under par as probably producing your winner. Yes, maybe someone that shot 2 or 3 over today could put together a 64 or 65 tomorrow and get back into it. But by and large, we've seen this course, you know, has very thin margins around the edges. So I think that you're probably looking at those guys that did open in the 60s or maybe someone that's 1-under at 70 like Scheffler or Brooks Koepka, that those are the guys that eventually are going to be hoisting the claret jug.
Is there one of the big names that you think this course does not favor? I mean, you know, again, you mentioned the fact that the last time I was here in 2014, Rory was the winner, and we've kind of been, you know, on Rory watch, it feels like, for a while now. But is there one of the big name players that you think that this course does not favor very much?
Not entirely. I mean, I will say that it doesn't have a ton of room to miss off the tee. I was a little surprised to see Cam Smith, the defending champion, shoot over par today. He's so good on and around the greens, but he was playing catch-up for most of the day. But, you know, I actually think you look at someone like Spieth. It was a full Jordan Spieth experience today, right? He had a bunch of birdies. He also had a double bogey where he shanked one out of the rough out of bounds when he was trying to hack it out. So there's always going to be some high variance whenever Spieth comes to the course. We saw him, you know, win this tournament 6 years ago at Royal Birkdale, and that was a roller coaster then too. But I think the longer this goes, the more likely it is that he's going to get stung by maybe a wayward tee shot, or end up in a double or triple bogey, which we've seen a lot of guys fall to today. Certainly, I think that's going to continue as the week progresses. You know, Rory's going to be right there in the mix. He's playing so well coming off the Scottish Open. John Rahm is someone that, I think, you know, he could play on the moon, and John Rahm is going to be among the 4 or 5 favorites. So I think that he's someone that could be poised to make one of those rallies. And then Scheffler's right there. I mean, if Scottie Scheffler putts decently, he's going to win a tournament by 4 or 5 shots very soon, and it could be as recently as this week.
You know, Will, I hate to jinx it, but, I mean, one of the nice things about this tournament going into this weekend is there really doesn't feel like the angst, you know, with – the divide of LIV golfers and PGA Tour golfers and all of the kind of side stories, it really does feel like that this is maybe the first major where we can just really focus on golf. Like, and again, even with all the uncertainty, it still feels like that this is a weekend that really is about just the game of golf, and we can focus on it, and we really don't have so much of the background noise of all of the stories that have kind of, I guess, plagued the world of golf over this past year. But we don't feel like we have those kinds of stories that are lingering right now for the tour.
It's nice to focus on the golf, right? Every now and then, I think that's been the key takeaway, not only this week, but of the four majors, is that, you know, it's so much better. It's such a better product. It's such a better fan experience to have all the best players in the world playing these big events all together. And you don't want to have to hand out trophies with asterisks and things like that. And there are a lot of questions about, you know, the pro golf landscape and where we're going to go from here into 2024, maybe beyond. And I assure you, I have zero of those answers. But I can tell you that I agree with your sentiment that it's nice this week, you know, to have all the names that you know and recognize, and they're all starting at even par and going out and tackling the same course from the first tee, and then you add them up at the end. And so if we can get to a point where there's more of that and less of the soap opera drama in the background, I think I'm all for it.
Last question for you. You mentioned about Brian Harman could be a player in this whole thing. Do you think he can finish as the highest American in this tournament? Is he the guy to watch for on the American side?
I still think Scottie Scheffler is probably going to work his way into the top five. So that's a high bar to hit. I mean, Scottie Scheffler hasn't finished worse than 12th in any golf tournament since October. It's just amazing how consistent he has been. I do think Harman is someone, from a betting perspective, that could have some value. I think he's kind of in that mold that we saw last month at the U.S. Open with Wyndham Clark. No one really, including myself, expected Wyndham Clark to hang on like he did down the stretch, especially against the bigger names like Rory and Ricky Fowler. And he managed to pull it off. And honestly, he surprised me again today to be able to turn it around. And he's once again on the leaderboard. Usually it takes a few months for those guys to get used to the extra weight of being a major champion. We didn't see that today from Wyndham Clark. We'll see how it goes tomorrow and through the weekend. But yeah, I think if you're looking at the board and trying to figure out, you know, Tommy Fleetwood is a co-leader. He's now the consensus betting favorite. Scheffler's right behind him, where it started out as Scheffler and Rory kind of on even footing. I think Harmon's someone that could be interesting, and I don't think it's a fluke that he put together a pretty good round today. I expect more of that out of him the rest of the week.
Editorial lead overseeing Golf Bet, your hub for all things golf betting, part of the PGA Tour. Will Gray joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page. He'll have all of your action all weekend long at Will Gray Golf Bet. Will, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. We always enjoy talking to you. And listen, we will talk to you here as the tournament will eventually get here to Atlanta, and we'll chat again then.
Oh, for sure. We'll be in your neck of the woods here in a few weeks. It's coming up quick. Always good chatting with you, John.
You got it. Appreciate it, Will. Can I tell you, I always learn something when I talk to Will. He's one of my favorite guests to talk to. He's just really really knowledgeable guy. And again, he's been on the Golf Channel, and you know, he's done all kinds of different things. So I always enjoy talking to Will when we get a chance to come up on these majors. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.